This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, February 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Big win for House GOP. Rollins told to detail firings, and NASDA weighs bird flu vaccination. House GOP moves one-step budget plan. It took a false start, but House Republicans have gotten their budget plan through the chamber. The GOP leadership initially pulled the legislation last night, sending lawmakers heading for the exits. But a few minutes later, those same lawmakers were recalled to vote on the resolution, which was approved 217 to 215. The adoption of the resolution sets up negotiations with the Senate GOP, which is taking a very different path to enacting President Trump's spending and tax priorities. The House resolution calls for at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and up to $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. The Senate wants to address tax cuts later in the year. Senate Ag Democrats demand details on USDA firings. Democrats on the Senate Agriculture Committee are demanding that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins provide details on the number of employees terminated at USDA. The senators want a breakdown by Friday of the terminated employees by state, agency, and job position and veteran status. In their letter to Rollins, the Democrats also want details on the number of employees terminated or placed on leave at the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, as well as a breakdown of veterinarians terminated at the Food Safety and Inspection Service. The senators also are asking for details on the Agriculture Research Service and Farm Service Agency. Take note. The senators also are asking about USDA's plans to hire new workers or terminate additional employees. Those answers are due by March 7th. These widespread layoffs jeopardize USDA ability to respond to the ongoing avian flu outbreak, process farm loans, disaster relief, and other assistance for farmers, and distribute grants and loans for infrastructure and services that rural Americans rely on, the letter says. For more on the USDA firings, don't miss our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Ag commissioners debate using vaccines to fight bird flu. State ag leaders are considering urging USDA to use, quote, science-based vaccination use strategies to combat bird flu in poultry and dairy cattle, but they're also concerned about the trade implications. Language approved by the Animal Agriculture Committee at the NASDA Winter Policy Conference on Tuesday supports making the bird flu vaccine available for poultry, dairy cattle, and other livestock industries in states affected by the outbreak. The full NASDA delegation will vote on that policy today. The Trump administration has said it wants to make vaccination a central part of its strategy to control the bird flu outbreak. Animal ag groups are split on the issue over its potential to introduce new trade barriers for exports. Ohio Director of Agriculture Brian Baldridge said during the discussion that we do promote the opt-out that obviously our broiler industry is concerned about. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig spoke in favor of a strategy that would control the disease while minimizing negative trade impacts. Take note, NASDA CEO Ted McKinney told reporters the relationship between APHIS and State Departments of Agriculture is, quote, so strong that APHIS has a room of their own where they're doing one-on-one meetings with states during the conference. The relationship between APHIS and state ag department leaders is, quote, very tight, very strong, and that's the way it should be, McKinney added. Looking ahead, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins will address the NASDA group this morning in one of her first public speeches. In a post on X, she teased, quote, more coming midweek on bird flu response. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Elanco partners with Medgene to market bird flu vaccine for cattle. Elanco Animal Health has signed an agreement with South Dakota biotech firm Medgene to commercialize its bird flu vaccine in cattle. An Elanco press release says the Medgene vaccine is in the final stages of review for conditional license and has met USDA's platform technology guidelines. As egg prices soar and milk production wanes in infected dairies, the need for new solutions to curb disease spread is evident. Jeff Simmons, Elanco's president and CEO, said in a statement, Medgene's vaccine technology had previously received USDA approval, allowing the company to push ahead with an H5N1 vaccine. FDA delays healthy definition rule effective date. The FDA has postponed the start date for its healthy definition final rule by 2 months. The long-awaited healthy definition final rule was issued in December with an effective date of February 25th. Now that date has been pushed to April 28th in line with the Trump administration's regulatory freeze. The January 20 memo paused rules published but not in effect until the new administration can review questions of fact, law, and policy. Postponing the effective date should not affect the compliance date, which is 2028, as noted in the Federal Register. The rule updated the definition of what can be labeled as healthy for the first time since 1994. Under the new guidance, these products must include certain foods and meet limits on saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars. Former USTR officials urge lawmakers to revamp trade enforcement tools. Former trade officials have warned lawmakers that existing trade tools and future cuts to trade agencies could leave U.S. producers exposed to unfair trade practices. Jeffrey Gerrish lamented that officials hadn't done more under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to protect growers in Florida. Gerrish served as deputy U.S. trade representative during Trump's first term. There are deficiencies in the law that prevent our growers from being able to take action, he said during a Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee hearing yesterday. Gerrish called for an overhaul of the trade tools used to address dumping and foreign subsidies. He told AgriPulse after the hearing that he wants to see adjustments to allow regional industries to initiate cases. Take note, as the Trump administration looks for further federal government cuts, former USTR General Counsel Greta Priesch warned lawmakers to protect agency staffing levels. These agencies are already overwhelmed, she said, citing an uptick in trade enforcement cases and a slew of statutory reporting deadlines. Boston-based startup showcases first lab-made whole cow milk. Brown Foods demonstrated the world's first lab-made whole cow milk yesterday. Unreal Milk, as it is known, was developed to have the same taste, texture, and nutritional makeup of cow's milk. Unlike other cow-free milk substitutes, the product can also be made into other milk derivatives like butter, cheese, and ice cream. A press release says that Boston's Brown Foods took 3 years to develop the product and argues the technology can be scaled up for mass market consumption. Here's today's final word. From my perspective in agriculture, all the easy stuff was done a long time ago on trade. We rattled cages the first time around to a great effect with regard to China, the USMCA, and Japan, and I'd like to see us do that again with Canada and the European Union. That Greg Dowd, National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO, and former USTR Chief Ag Negotiator, speaking to the Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, February 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.